Hey everyone, welcome to Builder's Briefing for April 23rd, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. And today, wow, a lot of threads are converging.
Yeah, it's one of those days where the news basically tells a single story if you squint. Self-hostable coding models. The biggest acquisition rumor in DevTools history. Copilot pricing changes. It's all the same tectonic shift.
So let's jump right into the big story. Alibaba's Qwen team dropped QWEN3.6-27B, a dense 27 billion parameter model that's benchmarking at flagship coding levels. We're talking competitive with models 10 to 20 times its size on code generation tasks.
And the key word there is dense. This isn't some mixture of experts' trick where you need a huge memory footprint. At 27B dense and quantized, you're looking at around 16 gigs of VRAM. That fits on a single 4090.
Right, so if you're running Cursor, Continue, or any dev tool that supports custom model backends, you can point it at this thing via Llama or VLLM today. And suddenly, your agentic coding pipeline is running at hardware cost instead of per-token API pricing.
That's the part that gets me. We went from needing 70B plus models to match flagship quality, and now 27B gets you there. 6 months from now, what? 15B? The floor keeps dropping. If you're building developer tools, you have to plan for users bringing their own model.
Exactly. And that connects directly to our other big stories today. But first, a few notable moves in the AI and model space. OpenAI shipped ChatGPT images too, with significantly better text rendering and multi-turn editing.
The text and image improvement is actually a big deal for anyone doing automated asset generation. Social cards, banners, product mockups. That was always where AI image gen fell apart, right? Garbled text everywhere.
If you're building content pipelines, it's worth testing whether this closes the gap with Midjourney for your use case. Also worth a look. Pixel Video dropped on GitHub. It's an open-source end-to-end pipeline that takes a topic and outputs a complete short-form video. Script, visuals, editing, all automated.
That's a serious fork and customized starting point for anyone in content tools or social media automation. Way better than building from scratch.
And one more I want to flag. Brex open-sourced Crabtrap, which is an HTTP proxy that uses an LLM as a judge to evaluate and block unsafe agent actions before they hit downstream APIs. If you're deploying agents that make real calls to billing systems, databases, third-party services, this is a guardrail pattern worth studying.
Oh, I love that. The agent safety problem is so real. You don't want your billing agent accidentally refunding everyone because it misunderstood a prompt. LLM as a judge sitting in front of your actual APIs is a really pragmatic architecture.
Okay, now here's where it gets wild. SpaceX is reportedly acquiring Cursor for $60 billion.
$60 billion. If that's confirmed, it's the biggest AI DevTools deal ever. And it's a massive signal that AI-assisted coding has crossed from nice feature to critical infrastructure.
Absolutely. But if you're building on Cursor's ecosystem, or your team relies on it daily, be careful. Acquisitions at this scale always bring strategic pivots. This is the moment to diversify your toolchain dependencies.
And the timing with Qwen is almost poetic, right? The model that powers your coding agent is now self-hostable, and the editor you use again might be about to change ownership. The message is clear. Decouple from single providers.
Meanwhile, GitHub is restructuring Copilot's individual pricing tiers, likely adjusting what's free versus paid after all the competition from Cursor, Windsurf, and open-weight models. If you're on an individual plan, review whether your usage still justifies the cost.
Also, heads up for anyone using the GitHub CLI in automated workflows. It now ships with pseudo-anonymous telemetry on by default. Set genautometry equals 1 in your CI/CD pipelines or your leaking usage patterns from your build environments.
Good call. Now, security. And this one is urgent. Trend Micro published details on a Vercel breach where an OAuth supply chain attack exposed platform environment variables. We're talking API keys, database URLs, secrets.
If you're deployed on Vercel, stop what you're doing and rotate your secrets. Seriously. Platform-managed NVVARs are a single point of compromise, and this is the proof.
Audit your OAuth integrations while you're at it. Link in the briefing for the full trend micro write-up. Switching gears to infrastructure, Windows Server 2025 is now running measurably better on ARM than x86 in real-world benchmarks.
That's interesting because for the longest time ARM on Windows Server felt like fighting the OS. Now the OS is actually optimized for it. If you're running Windows Server workloads on cloud, test Graviton or Ampere instances. The cost per performance gap is real.
And in new launches, Framework dropped the Laptop 13 Pro modular. Repairable, more performant. If you're specking out dev machines for a team, the SWAC anything approach means you upgrade components instead of replacing entire laptops.
I've been eyeing Framework for a while. For orgs that care about long-term cost and sustainability, it's genuinely worth evaluating against the ThinkPad default.
Okay, speed round on quick hits. Someone built a Windows 9X subsystem for Linux. Yes, really. Fun hack, but the lightweight compatibility layer for legacy binaries has real implications for enterprise tools stuck on ancient Windows APIs.
Ha! Also, there's a 5x5 pixel font for tiny screens and embedded displays, a great explainer on how GPS actually works, and someone made RAM at home in a deep hardware fundamentals video. Links in the briefing for all of those.
And organic compounds found preserved for billions of years on Mars. Not AI, but, I mean, come on.
Yeah, you can't just bury that at the bottom, billions of years. Okay. What's the takeaway for today?
Three threads converge. Flagship coding models now fit on a single GPU. The biggest AI code editor might be getting acquired. And GitHub is restructuring Copilot pricing. If you're building developer tools or AI-assisted workflows, the strategic move is to decouple from any single AI provider.
Design your stack to swap models and swap code assistants. The vendor landscape is shifting way too fast to bet on one horse. Build the abstraction layer now. You'll thank yourself in 6 months.
And if you're deployed on Vercel, seriously, go rotate those secrets right now.
Right now, not after lunch.
That's Builder's Briefing for April 23rd. Tomorrow's landscape is going to look different from today's, and that's kind of the fun of it. We'll see you next time.
Stay sharp, folks. Go build something.